This edition of Renegade Talk Radio is brought to you by MotorBunny.com, which exists to empower sexually creative experiences. The Motor Bunny is a motorized ride-on-top saddle vibrator that vibrates and rotates, giving you the ride of a lifetime. Similar products have been made famous by the Howard Stern Show, but Motor Bunny is committed to making it much more affordable to hop on. Our program listeners get an exclusive $50 off code. So when you check out MotorBunny.com, remember to enter Renegade50 at checkout. That's Renegade50.
We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk Radio in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie, along with Sammy. What are you doing?
Shit.
Okay. Welcome to the show. It's just a glorious day.
It's Wednesday, dumbass.
Is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday.
31st.
We'll be at Huntington Beach on Friday. So, Renegade Nation, don't forget MotorBunny.com. If you're sick of banging that pussy and you need some relief, you need to buy it.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go over there and just go to MotorBunny.com, check it out, and you should be really happy with the results that you'll get from it.
Yeah, especially if she's prone to yeast infections and smells all the time.
Yeah, and she smells and periods and all this other stuff. You don't have to deal with it. Motor Bunny will take care of that for you. So listen, my brethren. Listen. You don't even have to clean it, bros. She'll do it.
Yeah. She's so excited. She has to lick it off.
Right. And you make sure there's a couple rags underneath the damn Motor Bunny.
Oh, good Lord.
Pick up all the, mess. Anyway, so thank you. And don't forget Adult Friend Finder. That's Renegade Match. If you're looking for your next fuck, next divorce, next bankruptcy, next fucking mental breakdown, that's where you want to go.
Now, when you do find that crazy ass person that's going to give you that nervous breakdown, before this happens, you go to toysforpleasure.vegas and you can buy all kinds of toys.
All the toys so you can have a good time. So that's out of the way. Now, this Kathy Griffin has really, really, everybody's really pissed. She, Renegade Nation, here's what she did. And Sammy, this is what she did. She ruined her career. She is finished. This bobblehead bitch is done.
Really?
Even the Satanists won't have anything to do with her.
The Satanists won't have anything to
do
with
her? Yeah, the Satanists disavow her. This is how bad. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. The fucking Satanists, the people who believe in Satan, they disavowed Kathy Griffin after that grotesque Trump beheading. And also on top of that, Renegade Nation, think about this. Poor little Barron, he's an 11-year-old son, Trump's 11-year-old son, was in the White House watching television, and they came up, and then this came up, popped up on the news, and he started yelling for his mother, going, mommy, how this fucking bitch is so fucked up that she needs to be put into a mental facility.
I told her. If you listen to the show we did yesterday, what did I say? Their young son is going to see this.
That's right. You did.
I did. I said that. Yeah. And then, oh my God. See? There you go. Wow.
Yep. So even Satan doesn't want to be associated with her.
Wow.
After the attention-starved comedian participated in a photo shoot where she posed with a bloody severed head resembling that of Mr. Trump, and the image was posted on Tuesday, the Church of Satan disavowed her. That's pretty bad when the Church of Satan says, I'm not fucking with you. This is how fucked up she is. She's worse than Satan.
She's no. In their religion, she's worse than Jesus.
Okay. Well, I think that picture was of Andy Dick, not her.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Maybe the both of them are fucking around.
So are the Secret Service investigating her, or what's going on?
Well, yeah, the Secret Service, they are investigating it. And basically what it comes down to is it's freedom of speech, Renegade Nation. But you can do that. She didn't say that she wanted to kill the president or murder the president. She just had the head. So it's a freedom of speech type thing, but she has ruined her life and her career is basically
ruined. It's a good
thing. CNN fired her.
They did?
Yeah, they fired her. Yeah, she does the New Year's Eve thing with one of the other liberal shitheads, and they got rid of her because of all the bad press on this whole thing.
Ooh.
So she's gone. The Church of Satan responded, please do not include us in this.
You know what's going to be so happy to see? Her in the food stamp line.
That's where she's going to be. And can you imagine being her, walking into a store, God. What they're going to do to her?
She's going to end up writing a tell-all book and all this other shit.
The CNN released a statement calling Griffin's stunt disgusting and offensive, but has yet to take action. Yes, they did. They fired her. That's over with. Her career is
finished.
Finished.
About fucking time. So now this should be a lesson, hopefully, to these other shitheads that are out there doing all these stupid freaking Trump rally
if you
things.
Want, if you want to ruin your career.
Yeah.
Okay, do something like what she did and you're done. You'll be on food stamps and welfare walking around and nobody will pay attention to you. That's basically what's going to happen.
Watch, this is that, hey, clean up the swamp. Hey, you know what? No, let's have them do more stuff. I really liked what Kelly or Kathy Griffin did, or whatever her name is. Could you please do more so that we can get rid of all the shitheads
that's out there? Yeah, that's right. Do it the other way. Yeah, keep on doing that kind of stuff and we'll get rid of you.
Keep doing it so we get rid of all of you morons.
Even though she sparked outrage, Renegade Nation, across the political spectrum on Tuesday, and it's still going on right now.
Wow.
When that photo surfaced, basically the outcry on social media called for the Secret Service, and we said that yesterday on the air.
Yeah,
so
we did.
To arrest Griffin for threatening the president. Now, I think that that would be a really good idea, but there's what they call freedom of speech in this country.
And I said that too.
And no matter how guilty Griffin was of bad taste, did she commit a crime or did she not commit a crime? Bottom line is, threats knowingly or willfully made against the president, president-elect, vice president, or the VP-elect are a Class E felony under federal law.
I don't know what that is.
That includes any threat to take the life of, to kidnap, or to inflict bodily harm upon those officials.
Well, that's actually bodily harm when you have a severed head of a pretend Trump.
Well, in her case, there's no question the photo of her holding a mock Trump head is protected speech, said Stanford University law professor, blah, 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 blah. Basically, the photograph did not directly threaten the president, and it didn't urge other people to harm him.
It did not.
That's what he's saying.
Okay, that's bullshit.
There's a lot of interpretation here.
Yeah, there is a hell of a lot of interpretation. The head is severed. It's got blood everywhere. That symbolizes death. How can you say that's not... Hello.
Well, you know,
and now you got a traumatized little boy.
Yeah, he traumatizes a little Baron. People are allowed to wish the president dead up to the point they express a real intent to harm him, so-and-so said. To threaten someone, you need words that encourage some sort of action. And those words are absent in Griffin's photo. Now, that's where the fight is going to be.
Now, let me tell you something. A picture paints a thousand words.
There you go. Yeah. Well, this is what he's saying. And I think it's going to get further into a Class C felony or something happen. You know what? You Renegade Nation, this is so disgusting and so offensive. And Satan doesn't want anything to do with you. That's pretty fucking bad.
Has she said anything about it?
She said she was sorry. She went over the line. I made a mistake, and it was a video that was posted on social media last night. Okay. Now, in 1969, Renegade Nation, when most of you were not around, the Supreme Court overturned the conviction of Robert Watts, a young dude accused of threatening former President Lyndon Johnson. And he said, Watts said at a 1966 political rally that he was not going if he was drafted to serve in Vietnam, and added that if they ever make me carry a rifle, the first man I want to get my sights on is LBJ. So that's actually, he actually said that, but they said it was protection of his rights. The Supreme Court ruled that Watts' statement, which is much closer to meeting the definition of a threat than Griffin's photos, was merely crude political hyperbole.
So let's play it real quick. It's from, let's see, The Hill, a blog briefing room. It's Kathy Griffin apologizes over being
edited. Okay, play it. I'm listening.
Tell me when you got it up.
I think I got it up right now. Go ahead. Okay. Do it now.
Griffin, I sincerely apologize.
There we go.
I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far.
Oh, shut up.
The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I begged for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
Okay, well, I look at it this way. Nobody in their right mind would do something like that. Nobody in their right mind. She is a mental...
She knew.
Dysfunctional... fucked up, washed up comedian that basically thought she thought that was funny. She put it out there with that stupid artist, whoever the hell that is, and now she is now going to be, she's fired from CNN. Her career is ruined. This is what happens to banana heads like this. This is what happens when you think you're so fucking funny and you think this is funny. How could you think that's funny, Renegade Nation? How in the fuck could you think that's funny? Do you think, like Joe Pesci, do you think that's fucking funny? Do you fucking think that's funny? I don't think it's funny at all. I thought it was disgusting, gross. Yeah. Fucking!
It was horrible.
It was horrible. And then, on top of that, Trump's son has to see it on TV. This motherfucker is so fucked up, she needs to be put away someplace for a year. So nobody can, for her own safety. I don't know how she's going to walk around the fucking streets.
Listen to this. Chelsea Clinton says, this is vile and wrong. It is never funny to joke about killing a president.
That's what, yeah.
Really? Mitt Romney.
What'd he say?
Our politics have become too base, too low, and too vulgar. But Kathy Griffin's post descends into an ever or even more repugnant and vile territory. Donald Trump Jr. says, disgusting but not surprising. This is the left today. Not the left, you dumb moron.
No, the left. See, this is the left, and this is what they're trying. Do you think that she was going to get win a popularity contest with that kind of picture?
No, here's the thing. Here's what she was hoping for, because her career is already down in the
dumps. It's washed. It's been washed.
So she was trying to get some publicity, thinking that this was going to be something that would help talk about her to get her. And that's what they do all the time. Well, but he says, will CNN keep putting her on air for things like the New Year celebration?
Nope. No, they fired her.
Ooh, U.S. Secret Service.
Yeah, the Secret Service is involved. They're investigating.
So it says, on it, Secret Service has a robust protective intelligence division that monitors open source reporting and social media to evaluate threats. Okay, well, bottom line is, you can't do that. You just can't. The picture paint a thousand
Like you said,
words.
The picture paints a thousand words.
So
she, when you look at that picture and you look at it very closely and you stare at the picture, she's actually saying, this is what I want done to our president.
Yeah.
I mean, she is so, I don't know how to describe it to you, Sammy and Renegade Nation, but she is one fucked up individual.
Oh, yeah. And the That's reason why, she's only sorry because now her career is down in the pipes. She doesn't care one way or the other. She still hates Trump. It doesn't matter if you hate him or love him or whatever. You can't do those things and not expect any kind of ramifications of that behavior, bottom line.
Well, you said it pretty good there. That's exactly right.
Now she's facing it.
She's now going to pay the price for this, and the price is career over. She will be spit at, screamed at. Where's she going to go?
And what's sad is the people that actually hate Clinton. Hey, Trump are on his
side. Wow. Hey, we're going to take a break. Renegade Nation, when we come back, we're going to be talking about a guy getting beat up by fried pork rice. He got beat up by pork fried rice.
What did he do? Put it into a gun?
I'll tell you in a minute. We'll be right back. Hang in.
This edition of Renegade Talk Radio is brought to you by MotorBunny.com, which exists to empower sexually creative experiences. The Motor Bunny is a motorized ride-on-top saddle vibrator that vibrates and rotates, giving you the ride of a lifetime. Similar products have been made famous by the Howard Stern Show, but Motor Bunny is committed to making it much more affordable to hop on. Our program listeners get an exclusive $50 off code. So when you check out MotorBunny.com, remember to enter Renegade50 at checkout. That's Renegade50.
Oh, you're listening to Richie and Sam Sausage Man. They love you long, long time.
Running back, welcome back, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk, where we don't sugarcoat shit. Don't forget MotorBunny.com. If you want to make sure she stays with you and she's happy, go to MotorBunny.com and tell them Richie and Sammy sent you over there. Okay, we're going to have our final story for today, which is we have a long broadcast in about a half an hour. Fuck. We got to stay on the air more. We're going to be getting more guests on, too. Things are going to be changing, man.
Big time.
So this is another Florida story.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it only happens
what
in Florida.
You know, I got so many people that want to move to Florida. I'm like, are you fucking morons?
A Florida man was found covered from head to toe, Renegade Nation, in pork fried rice and red sauce following an attack yesterday by his ex-girlfriend, according to cops who arrested the woman for domestic battery.
Oh, what's your handle? What's it? You good?
Responding to a disturbance at the China No. 1 restaurant in Vero Beach, Florida, a sheriff's deputy discovered Brian blah, blah, blah wearing his lunch.
You know what they got? He said, you got some cream on, young man?
He said he was waiting for his former girlfriend, Samantha Wilson, to drop off the couple's 8-year-old son, whose custody they share. Well, when Wilson got there, they started fighting. And the next thing you know, Wilson grabbed the fucking pork fried rice and threw it all over him.
And you know what she said?
That's some come too soon soup.
She threw the plate of fucking pork fried rice on the poor dude, who later declined medical attention. He said the sauce burned him a little bit, though. Renegade Nation, don't move to Florida. There's a lot of fucking wacko down there. I mean, I've been talking about Florida for a long time.
Hey, man, these noodles, this rice is really salty.
Yeah. During the police questioning, Wilson, the female, reportedly copped to the pork fried rice battery.
Did she put an M80 in there or something? It just blew up or what? Or what, did she hit him and it knocked him out and he was laying on the ground? How can you have so much freaking... I mean, she couldn't put that much rice on him.
I don't know.
Oh, you know, it sounds like it's all fabricated. Like, no, made out to be more than it needs to be. What did he... Did he call, help me, she's throwing rice at me.
What would you do to my clothing?
Oh, my God. This ain't going to come out.
Renegade Nation, it's just family law in the United States. They start with the premise that a child always needs its mother.
Wow, dude.
And you go from there. Imagine fucking having a mother like that. Jesus Christ. Well, is she a woman? Maybe she's not.
Who knows? But I think it's fucking crazy.
And she has kids and child abuse charges on her record only in Florida. How'd you like to have pork fried rice thrown at you, Renegade Nation?
I would love it. Especially if it goes up in some cracks.
One guy says, too bad the guy wasn't Muslim.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because of the pork.
Yeah, the bacon bits.
Bacon bits. Yeah, your bacon machine gun would have come in handy.
Yeah, right?
Well, I can tell you this, Renegade Nation. We funny. All know that crazy chicks are the best in bed.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. But no,
they're the most scariest.
No, no. In bed, they're great. But no pork fried rice, please. Also only in Florida. The crazy ones were the best I've ever had, but the relationships were not worth the fun. See, there you go. Renegade Nation, this chick is out of control. These women are out of control. There's something wrong. Why would you pick up pork fried rice and throw it at the poor fucking dude? Because she's fighting. Because the guy's sitting there. You should have been here a half an hour ago. You didn't show up. You're supposed to be on time. And then she got pissed off, started fighting with him, and threw the food at him.
Yeah, what is about that? Why are women so fucking late? What is that? That's
I don't know what it is. If I have to be someplace at 7 o'clock...
I'm there.
Yeah, but you get ready. You say, especially if, you know, who's a glamour queen, for instance, needs to do her makeup and her hair and put her bra and panties and all that nonsense on. You start at 5 o'clock, so this way you're there.
Then you allot the time for you to do those things, because you know exactly how long it takes.
No, but you know what? You know what you're going
to
do? You're going to wait for me.
I'm not
going to
wait for
anybody. No, you are. You're going to wait.
No, it's not happening.
You are going to wait because I control everything. I will get there when I feel like it.
Just because you got a hole between your legs doesn't mean I have to wait for anything, you fucking bimbo.
There we go. Here we go, Renegade Nation.
Yep. Fuck you.
No, I'm on your side. Man.
Oh, you're on my side?
You don't get it. You just lost it. You know what
I mean? I didn't lose anything.
Hey, you know what? They do what they want to do, and they don't care about you. If they were going to be late, they're going to be late, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to wait.
Shit, you got me fucked up. Exactly, I ain't waiting.
No, I'm talking in general terms.
I understand that, but I'm like, Renegade Nate, if your chick does this, you give her 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes to get your ass in the car. I'm gone.
Or just leave.
Fuck it.
Yeah, let them sit there.
Let them take Uber. That might not be here in July.
Especially
walk,
in
bitch.
Vegas. Yeah. Renegade Nation, Vegas, they're trying to get rid of Uber and Lyft now in Vegas because the taxi companies aren't making any money.
They're crying like little wham-whams.
So somebody's sucking some dick out there when money's being exchanged.
It's too bad it isn't us.
I wish I had control of Uber and Lyft. Ooh. They're going to kick him out of Vegas. So if you're going to come to Vegas, you won't be able to get that cheap ride. You have to ride those fucking taxi cabs.
Yeah, they're actually going to combine their forces. They're going to be called Lyft Uber.
Oh, what about, what's his face, the golfer? what's his name?
Who?
The golfer. What's his name?
Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods, yeah. Renegade Nation, we've been on the air for so long, but we made a lot of fun of him when he had prostitute one, prostitute two, like 13 or 14 of them. And then now the story has changed 25 different ways. They pulled him over, they said. Then they said the car was parked. Then they said the tires were flat. I mean, this is why we don't even know what happened with Tiger
Woods.
He's
paying somebody.
I don't know what's going on, but when they gave him the alcohol test, there was no alcohol. It was all prescription drugs. I believe part of it, but the rest of it, I don't believe.
Okay, what is it that he supposedly has done now?
DUI.
Recently?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
I don't understand.
He had a DUI. They pulled him over because they said he was sliding over the road. And then they're saying that he wasn't, that the car was on the road, but he was asleep at the wheel. Well, they're saying all kind of different things, and I can't figure it out.
Well, I can actually tell you that a police officer can give you a ticket and a DUI if you are in a parked car in the driver's seat.
I had a friend of mine in Phoenix that went through that, and he was in a bar, and he came out Renegade Nation, and he got into the car, and he never started it. He put the keys in it. He fell asleep at the wheel in the parking lot and got busted on a DUI.
Yeah, they can do that.
They can do it.
So, but now, if he was in the passenger seat, they can't do anything.
So that was intent to drive.
It's an intent
just
to drive.
Just like that picture with Griffin. It was intent.
Yeah.
If they're going to get you on a DUI, you're sitting behind the wheel and you're asleep.
Intent was to drive.
Your intent was to drive. So that picture was intent to
commit murder.
Commit some kind of crime.
Yeah.
Against the president of the United States. Anyway, so you have a lot to think about here. And as the world turns, it just gets worse and worse every fucking day. And I can't believe this, Kathy Given. I just can't get it. I mean, people are so fucking pissed and so angered by that.
Well, I think people are getting fed up in general.
Yeah.
I think the left wing or right wing, whoever, it's gotten so convoluted now that people are just getting fed up with hearing about anything so much anymore, is what I think.
Now they're talking that the Russian story is not true, and I already knew that anyway.
We've already known that.
The Russians cannot influence a U.S. election.
No. You know what? If you're going to talk about the Russians influencing the elections, let's really look at the voters then. Because I'll tell you right now, the government has been doing stuff about or faking these damn elections. Look at how many people are dead that are voting. Remember that lady we interviewed?
Oh, yeah, the dead people vote.
You remember the lady that she said she kept getting a voter's card?
Yeah.
And then she looked it up?
Yeah, and she was dead.
Yeah, and she was dead. And then they looked it up, and that lady voted? Yeah. That name voted, yeah, and she looked it up.
That was right before the election, I think.
That was right there at the Trump rally.
There's so much bullshit out there, but if you go to anybody in the United States, and you could go anywhere from Michigan to Wisconsin to Pennsylvania to New York, anywhere, you're not going to find anybody that's going to say some Russian agent came up and said, vote for Trump or I'm going to wipe out your family or the town. I mean, it's so ridiculous. They're trying to make everything look so bad, and the lies keep on compounding themselves. And then you have this Griffin with this bullshit. I think it's coming to a head myself, no pun intended.
Too.
I think it really
is. I think it is, too. And I think even the, I don't know if I saw it or where, but Clinton Foundation and some of these other things have been under investigation right now still.
Well, Facebook and social media is still raging over this incident with what's-her-face, whatever her name is, that stupid comedian. It just goes on, and people are fed up. People want the real news. Yes. They're tired of it, and she should suffer somehow. She should have to pay the price for doing something. And she scared an 11-year-old boy. Now, just think, Trump's son saw that. How many other 11-year-olds saw that?
And that's traumatizing.
I mean, if I was 11 years old and saw that,
Victims. Those are victims of a... People say this stuff is victimless crimes, and they're not. When you post violence, especially a kid that sees his father...
That's even worse.
And he knows that his father's in a very bad situation.
I don't think he knows his father's in a bad situation. He's 11 years old, but he also knows that that's his father's face.
No, he knows that a lot of people don't like him. He knows that. So that's the situation I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Because you remember when that one reporter got fired and in trouble for... posting some crap on the Sun. You remember that? Making fun of the...
Oh, yeah. That was CNN, I think.
Yeah, so...
I think it was.
So there you go. There's a common denominator. CNN had Kathy Griffin, too. What's going on over there at CNN?
Let's get rid of them, too. A lot of people don't like them. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Renegade Nation, have a great day. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for all the downloads. We really appreciate it. So my name is Richie, along with Sammy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They're not quite the way I want it to be.